I think 17,000 pages make up our tax code, make it a little top-heavy and a little unpredictable for a lot of people longer term, particularly on the business side. I would like to do what we did in the state of Utah, which is phasing out the deductions, phasing out the loopholes, phasing out corporate welfare, the biases that are inherent to this very top-heavy tax code, buying down the rate in a revenue-neutral fashion, broadening the base, and leaving the tax code a whole lot more competitive for the 21st century.
But does broadening the base bring lower-end, lower-wage earners into paying taxes, many who don't today? And does it end the, as I said, the progressive nature of our tax code, or does it change it so that lower-wage earners pay more in taxes and upper-end come down?
It would change elements of the tax code to that end. It would bring more people into the tax code who would then become taxpayers. You could bring that in gradually. There could be a progressive approach to bringing a certain segment of the population in. But basically, it does. It lowers the rate, flattens the rate, and I think leaves it a whole lot more competitive for where this country needs to be in the future.